You're listening to The Evan Solomon Show, today with special guest host Zane Velji.
You know, British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell is facing possibly many years in prison after being convicted of helping lure teenage girls to be sexually abused by the late Jeffrey Epstein. The verdict was announced yesterday and ended a month-long trial featuring accounts of the sexual exploitation of girls as young as 14. And lead defense attorney Bobby Sternheim says they will immediately file an appeal on the verdict.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
And lawyer Spencer Coovan, who represents nine of Epstein's accusers, says the women have gotten justice after years of being ignored, doubted, and threatened.
This fear that was ingrained in them, not only by Jeffrey Epstein, but also Miss Maxwell, was that they could be destroyed, their lives could be ended, their families could be destroyed, their reputations, their futures could be destroyed. So it takes an incredible amount of bravery for the young women to come forward and tell their truths and tell their story.
And joining us now is Gloria Allred, the most famous woman attorney practicing law in the nation today. She represents 20 of Epstein's accusers. She also represents 33 of Cosby accusers, three R. Kelly victims, and several of Governor Cuomo's accusers, and represents Harvey Weinstein accusers as well. Ms. Allred, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me, Zane. And Ms. Maxwell is no longer Ghislaine Maxwell, the socialite. She is now Ms. Maxwell, the convicted felon.
Let's start there, actually, to that exact point. What does that transition of label, what is that verdict against Ms. Maxwell yesterday, what message does that send, not just to her, but the radius and the blast zone around her, and frankly, to the community at large?
Well, this case sends a message that anyone who conspires with a sexual predator to sex traffic underage girls will risk being prosecuted, convicted, and potentially being sentenced to many years in prison for this very serious crime and other crimes as well. That, of course, would never have happened without the courage of the victims who testified and all those who were brave enough to cooperate with law enforcement by sharing and recounting what happened to them when they were victimized by Jeffrey Epstein and Ms. Maxwell. And this result would not have been obtained without their courage.
Can we talk about that courage for a second? Because, you know, the courage, the bravery it took for these accusers, these victims, to talk about what they went through, especially in the face of the defense strategy seemingly being just to attack their credibility, and almost that was it. That seemed to be the core of their strategy. Talk to me about that particular courage that was required here for them to get onto the stand and say and speak their truth.
Well, fear is the weapon that is used against victims of gender violence, sexual assault, rape, child sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and employment. It's the weapon that is used by predators to keep victims silent and deny their rights. So when women, with victims particularly, when they are able to break out of that fear because they have appropriate support systems, best friends, private attorneys such as me or others, the support of their parents on some occasions, or their coworkers or members of their community, they're able to feel, I'm not alone, I'm not isolated, there are options that I can pursue to bring this predator to justice. And that's exactly what happened here. And they were brave because in this trial, Zane, you know, there was vigorous cross-examination of the witness's testimony, allegations that they gave inconsistent statements to law enforcement, or that they were, that they were only doing this for the money from the Epstein Victim Compensation Fund, or that, there were just numerous allegations against them. But, of course, the jury did not discredit the victim's testimony. In fact, they asked for the transcript. They looked at it carefully, and then they decided to credit, in other words, to believe the victim's testimony. So the defense efforts did not prevail. By the way, you know, of course a victim in our system of justice in the United States can seek compensation, sometimes through a lawsuit, sometimes through a different settlement process as existed here. They can seek compensation if they can prove that they were injured by the accused and the extent of the injuries they suffered, the trauma, the physical injuries, if any, you know, the emotional harm, maybe the PTSD, all kinds of harm. And so that doesn't, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Matter of fact, I always say, who should bear the cost of the wrong? The wrongdoer or the victim of the wrong? Definitely should be the wrongdoer, literally has to pay the cost of the wrong. So that's what some of the victims did here who testified. Most of my 20 accusers also sought compensation, not all, but almost all, and received it. So I think it's important that they can also testify in a criminal court of law, but that criminal court of law doesn't, you know, that doesn't result in compensation to them. So that's what a civil remedy does.
Right. I'm talking to Gloria Allred. She represents 20 of the Epstein accusers. We're talking about the verdict on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Ms. Allred, you know, you talked about the accusers that you represent. They didn't get to see justice against Jeffrey Epstein in a court of law. What do you think yesterday's
verdict? Well, none of them did, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think yesterday means to them?
Well, I do think it's important because really for most of them, it was about finding out the truth about what happened, because for many of them, they thought what happened to them maybe was their bad luck, might have been their fault. They blamed themselves. They felt shamed about what happened. But they realized that there was a pattern. They were the prey, and the predator was preying on them, and he was being assisted by enablers, Ms. Maxwell, conspiring to sex traffic them, to Jeffrey Epstein, the predator, for his own lascivious purposes. And, you know, they feel really good that there was at least justice in part, even though they were never able to confront Jeffrey Epstein in person in the courtroom in his criminal case because he died either by suicide or by homicide. The authorities were saying it's suicide. But, you know, there are some people who still question that. So I think it was important to the victims.
I've got less than a minute here. Talk to me about what you think happens going forward. Do you feel like this is the end of the saga? Because you acknowledge those that may have cooperated to help enshrine justice yesterday. Or do you feel like could there be more to this story after Ghislaine Maxwell yesterday?
Well, this was a legal reckoning. And all commendations go to the victims. You know, there is that little black book that was discussed and was admitted into evidence at the trial. A lot of high-profile names in it. But, you know, we don't have guilt by association in this country. So is there evidence to prove that somehow they participated or were involved in some criminal way? There's no evidence that we know of at this time. But we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, there's a civil case against Prince Andrew. He denies the allegations by Virginia Roberts in her lawsuit. He'll seek to have it dismissed, saying there's no jurisdiction, no power to bring it in New York. But we'll have to wait and see what's next. Obviously, the prosecutors are holding their cards very close to the vest, and we don't know whether they intend to prosecute anyone else. But justice has been a long time coming, and we're happy that at least in part there was justice for victims yesterday.
Gloria Allred, the attorney representing 20 of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers. Thanks, Ms. Allred, for the conversation. Have a great New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
On the other side of the break, we talk about the best music of the year. Zane Velji filling in for Evan Solomon.